This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so he set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. Through 66 and 7 they fought the Congo War with their fingers on their triggers, deep in gore. Days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees. They killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese.
Roland the Thompson gunner, Roland the Thompson gunner.
His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest. But of all the Thompson gunners, Roland was the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Roland dead. That son of a bitch, Van Owen, blew off Roland's head.
Roland, the headless Thompson.
They can still see his headless body stalking through the night in the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. In the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. Roland searched the continent for the man who done him in. He found him in Mombasa in a ballroom drinking gin. Roland aimed his Thompson gun, he didn't say a word, but he blew out Owen's body from there to Johannesburg. Harrisburg.
Roland the headless Thompson gunner. Roland the headless Thompson gunner. Roland the headless Thompson gunner.
Talking about the man.
Roland the headless Thompson gunner.
Thompson gunner, still wandering through the night. Now it's 10 years later, but he still keeps up the fight. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Berkeley, Paddy Hurst heard the birth of Roland's Thompson gun and bought it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
This is
is widely known. And what you plan to do with your foolish bride when you're all by yourself alone? Once you tell somebody the way that you feel, you can feel it beginning to ease. I think it's true what they say about this creaky wheel, always getting the grease. Better to shout.
Down in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive, call it insane, but when I'm surrounded I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, a matter of fact. You can call me Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me you're not just a pedagogue. Cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did.
Like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed.
but I was 300 pounds. No, I was very heavy. I flew until I couldn't see the ground. I floated until I couldn't see the ground. Oh, somebody help me. I couldn't see the ground. Somebody help me. Couldn't see the ground. Somebody help me. Because I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Ooh, yeah.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Dream. You're beautiful and you're mine.
Man, oh my, my, my.
You're my baby.
Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
We'll be right back. USA. You'll catch them surfing LL.
Inside, outside USA.
Ventura County line.
Thank you. sky. What do you want me to do for you, to see you through? For this is all a dream we dream one afternoon long ago. Walk out of any doorway, feel your way like the day before.
Of rain.